the one on which we have built our personal and professional lives. When one or another of the size that surrounds us shouts loud enough and long enough, we begin to wonder if maybe, just maybe, we are wrong all along. Maybe the others are right and we are in error. And there is nothing more deadly than that kind of pernicious self-doubt. It can kill a man's initiative, his dignity, and finally his integrity. This then is a time to reaffirm our faith in our own most fundamental principles, and I need not identify them. You are aware of them. And our confidence in the correctness of our convictions. Assailed by right and by left, we must stand up with courtesy, with respect, but with strength, with both the courage of our convictions and the conviction of our courage. There is a time for self-questioning, even for a degree of self-doubt, but now is not such a time, especially now that the love is not here to be our protective shield. The kind of Yiddishkeit that we stand for, that we learn from him, must be reasserted when it is assaulted. You know, the letter ayin in Shema Yisrael, in Shema, is ayin abosi, it's written large, and many reasons are given. If Shamshon Aferl Hirsch explains, it's large, you should not mistake the ayin for an aleph. Shema Yisrael means hear, O Israel. Shema Yisrael means maybe Israel. Maybe God is one. The word Shema, with an aleph, means maybe, perhaps. It is the sign of self-doubt, of hesitation, of unsureness. Such Shema is the very opposite of Shema, which connotes a commanding certainty and rightness. We are attacked for being true to the Torah heritage in many circles, supposedly making us Orthodox Jews as Neanderthals, as benighted advocates of anti-democratic intolerance. And at the same time that the left, the secular world, the secular Jewish world, goes into Orthodox bashing and paints us all with one brush as these kind of relics of an ancient day or wild-eyed fundamentalists, the Khomeinis of the Jewish community, we are assailed from the other side, disqualified, delegitimated for not being authentically Orthodox because we do not pay obeisance to an organization which lays claim to be the anointed apostle of absolute truth of Sinai, to the exclusion of non-members or non-sympathizers, or because we believe in Torah Amada. And I tell you, we believe in Torah Amada. And so did the Rav. He was our paragon. And when he believed in Mada, it was Mada Mada. It wasn't only an excuse. Or because we affirm that the state of Israel is no exception to the principle that everything in the world is guided by Hashgacha Elyona. We do not subscribe to the idea that everything happens, even a blade of grass that a malach must tell, or when a person no kevez, but everything is by the Hashgacha except for the founding of the Medina. Or for our assistance that Klal Yisrael includes those who do not necessarily agree with us on every count. But no matter where the attacks come from, we simply have got to have the strength and the courage to proclaim Shema for our principles, Shema, and not Chas V'Sholom, Shema. Kenneth Clark concluded his massive study, his work called Civilization, with the words, "It is lack of confidence more than anything else that kills a civilization." What we have cherished as our interpretation of our Torah civilization is to thrive and flourish, we must rid ourselves of a Shema stance and return to a firm, self-respecting Shema attitude. You want unity with the rest of the Orthodox community? It can be achieved if we will be what we are and not feign to be something we are not. When I was a young Rav, some 40 years ago, I delivered a sermon. I think I had it printed in an RCA manual. I no longer can find it. I remember the title. I called it The Leaning Jews of America. Some people remember it, actually?
I have.
Okay. I'm quoting myself. What's that?
Good,
fun? I'll quote it because George Bernard Shaw used to say, I love to quote myself because it adds spice to my conversation. One Yoredeya analogy that I made there may still be of some relevance today. I pointed out that the halachic test for the questionable kashrus of an animal, because you may have a treifas in the kuta shedra, is to hold the spine at its base and see if it wavers or leans or bends to one side or another. If it leans to one side or another, it's treif. If it stands erect, it is kosher. And that, in sum, is what I am pleading to you, my friends and colleagues of the RCA. Even a rabbi has to be kosher. Even a rabbi has to have a backbone, a spine that doesn't crumble or bend over submissively. And such backbones are in all too short supply in recent years, and it's time that we kept kosher in our rabbinic households. Nothing less than erect backbones will qualify us as self-respecting and abundant and manhigim. Can we do it? Can we do it? Can we overcome our timidity, our fear, our inner doubts? Of course we can. Not only can we have done so. We've proven ourselves, and many of you are proof of it. RCA members are the ones who alone man the ramparts of orthodoxy when Reform and Conservatism are riding high. In the days when they mocked us, proclaiming that we had no future, that we were doomed to ideological and denominational extinction, that we were being swept into the ocean of obscurity and oblivion by the undertow of the inevitable and inexorable triumph of modernity and the non-orthodox varieties of Yahadus. But we did not submit. So many of us possessed adequate backbone that we did not submit. We, you, your predecessors for the last two or three generations of Rabbanim, resisted the intimidation, overcame the distaste that we have for controversy. We stilled our considerable doubts in order to survive and prevail. We cleaned up the mikvahs in this country. We described the Haras and Mishpacha and other sensitive topics which have been swept under the carpet for centuries. We set up a system of communal kashrus. We built day schools. Yes, we built the day schools. We learned to speak English properly and not to fear that speaking English properly is an embarrassment and a sign that we're Amaratsim. We became as or more educated than our balabatim, earned their respect, and thus transmitted to them the eternal lessons of Torah in an idiom they understood and in a manner they could respect. We did it. And all this while, we were under relentless attack from the right. Now, how I remember those days when the Agudas and Rabbanim and others denied that we were authentic Rabbanim, hustled us in every way, made life unpleasant for us when they ridiculed us as the moderne Junger Rabbanim. These critics were numerically fewer than our critics from the left. Today, what do the French say? Plus échange, plus la même chose. The same groups are still at it and at us, even though the tables are turned in terms of power and passion and vitality. We showed then that we have a kosher spine. And we've got to show now that we have a proper backbone. Not everything we do is right. Not everything we do is right. Our balabatim aren't perfect. And it's an open secret, neither are we. We're not perfect. Not everything we say is necessarily the dogmatic truth. What is most shocking about that statement is that anyone should be shocked by it. In this atmosphere of everyone propounding his own absolute infallibility, it's nice to be able to admit that we are not infallible. And not everything we say or do is beyond or above criticism. But our basic principles, our fundamental shita, is one which we have inherited from our Gedolei Olam, going back to Dr. Revel and Dr. Belkin and the Rav, Zecher Tzadikim Livracha. And we have no need to seek or beg approbation or haskamis from anyone else. I cannot conclude without giving proper proportion to my remarks, and that is that there is a dimension that ought not be neglected, namely, the many of you who have demonstrated and now demonstrate superb leadership abilities. You are the musta, the models for all the rest of us. There are people amongst you who have been forthright in speaking up for what we believe in, with dignity, with courage, with chokmah, with Torah. You have organized Sheyudim in memory of the Rav Zatzal, who are marbitzei Torah, malamdei Torah barabim, in a way that inspires us, who have represented us with great efficiency and effectiveness, with both daring and dignity. And all the rest of us, particularly our new Rabbanim, our younger Rabbanim, must learn from you the meaning of authentic rabbinic leadership. Yiyasher kochachem. And I thank God that we have you in our midst, and that means so very many of you. So friends, let's resolve. No more intimidation, no more fear of advocating a cause we consider right and righteous and in consonance with Torah and our holy Mesorah. No more gnawing self-doubt as to the justice and rightness of our cause, not when we are involved in great confrontations on the canvas of history. That is the only way to reassert our genuine role as leaders, as Rabbanim v'Manhigim and Roei Tzon Kodeshim. Because if Anhi be'einenu k'chagovim, invariably v'chein hayinu be'einehem. If we do not respect ourselves, no one else will.